Okay, today is Masechta Kesos Tav Zayin. I want to discuss on topic of Zayin Omer Aleph. Okay, I'll try not to keep you here. It's a little bit late. I don't want to keep you too late. The topic I want to discuss, I'm not going to, at the end, throw out a yisod. I don't have a magic yisod, a chiddush, a knockout chiddush to wrap up and tell you this answers all the questions, and we now have a whole new understanding of the sugya. I just want to present an issue. Okay, an issue to gain a greater appreciation to something that we say in the Nusach HaTzilah, but I don't have an approach. I spent a significant amount of time trying to understand it and come up with a mahalach, an approach to understand the sugya. I do not, but at least let's just discuss what the inyan is all about. We have here Masechta Kesav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara speaks about the issue we discussed today. We're learning Yeshayah in the beginning about what a person needs to do in order to achieve atonement on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara presents a contradiction. The contradiction is as follows. Let me just find the place. Have Zayin on the Aleph. Let's start from Kihada Amar Ulam Biyachon Ochal Chelev. Here is the where the Gemara begins. A person eats Chelev, the Hifresh carbon, and then he separates a carbon for his sin. He has committed a sin. He ate Chelev. He says he separates a carbon, and then the person the Hemir Data, he goes off the Derech, he becomes Napikaris. And then the chozabo, he does tshuva. And in the meantime, the animal that he set aside once upon a time for his avera for eating chalev.
Eshege.
He ate chalev by accident. He sets aside an animal. This animal will be a carbon chatos for my sin. And then he leaves the fold. He goes off the derech. He was not makrovit. He was not makrovit the carbon. And then he goes off the derech. And then he does tshuva. And when he does tshuva, he comes back home. Oh, here is the animal that I once set aside for my sin of eating chalef. So believe it or not, the halacha is the animal is invalid. Because since in the meantime he went off the derech, he did not believe that a carbon can achieve atonement for him from the time he set aside the animal, and then he decided, no, it's not possible for me, I don't need atonement. Or the animal anyway cannot provide atonement. It's too late. Once the animal has been disqualified, it's disqualified forever. He'll need nitche, the sugya of nitche. Dichoy. Let me just read the words of the Gemara. Okay, we don't need to get into the details. Actually, I want to bring out another point, which is the point I want to get out. This is really not what we've been discussing, but it just leads into the sugya. Once the animal has been pushed away, yitche, it's pushed away forever. The Gemara is a question. The Gemara is according to he the itchei carbon gavra bar kaparuhu ella shebein diomar. Did I skip over here? Did I skip something over here? Nehi the itchei carbon gavra bar kaparuhu ella shebein diomar yichaper alai chatosi shein shavin diomar loy techaper al chatosi chatos shmamina. Okay, I didn't prepare the Gemara correctly. I made a mistake in the preparation. Just don't worry about that point. The Gemara just points out, really? V'ra minhe? Yachol lo yehe? This is the point of need the Gemara, and I'll come back and explain in a moment how this ties to the previous Gemara, but the Gemara is a question, really? Yachol lo yehe adon yom kippur mechaper? Ella, I would think that a person only achieves atonement on Yom Kippur, ella al shenis'ano, person fasts. You have to fast on Yom Kippur to achieve atonement. Ella, I would think this. Ella al shenis anebo, and also v'loy osa bo melacha. You're not allowed to go to work on Yom Kippur. And here's the part that I really want to discuss: v'koro mikra kodesh. You called Yom Kippur a mikra kodesh. I would think that the only way a person achieves atonement is if he does these three things: he fasts. He does not do melacha, and he calls Yom Kippur Mikra Kodesh. But if you don't do these three things, you are not rewarded with atonement.
Why do I have to wait for Yom Kippur?
That's the halacha. There are different. We discussed this morning. There are different types of sins. Certain sins require are severe, and they require Yom Kippur. It's not enough to repent. It's not going to help. Even bringing a karma, it's not going to help. You need the additional Yom Kippur, the passing of Yom Kippur, to bring a full atonement. And there are some sins that are so severe that's also not enough. A person needs death to bring atonement, and there are certain sins that are so great a person needs something that happens in the next world, Gehenna, whatever that means, to atonement. But generally speaking, let's say a person is in a situation where he needs Yom Kippur, whatever the sin is, that's part of the requirement, and let's say today is Yom Kippur, and he decides, you know what, I'm not going to fast today, I'm going to go to work today, and I'm not going to declare it a day that's called Mikra Kodesh. I would think that there is no atonement. The Gemara says no, that's not so. I would think that a person is not going to achieve it. No, you achieve atonement no matter what. There's an extra word called hu, mikol makom, which tells us, no matter what. No matter what, Yom HaKippurim Hu, you achieve atonement even if you don't call it Mikra Kodesh, you don't fast, and you do Malach on Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara ties in that this appears to be a contradiction to what we learned before when it comes to the animal. When you set aside the animal, a person goes off the derech. What difference does it make? Once the animal has been set aside, it should work no matter what. Why should the animal be disqualified? Okay, the lamb, this is not what we need now. The point I want to bring out of here is the Gemara says that there's such a possibility that a person would think that he would not achieve atonement unless he does three things. There are three things that ideally a person should, even though the halacha is a person does not need to do these three things. Yom Kippur somehow magically brings about atonement. But obviously, because the Gemara does quote these three conditions, ideally, a person should do three things to achieve atonement. He should rest from work, not go to work, and he should fast, and he should declare it Mikra Kodesh. What in the world does it mean, Mikra Kodesh? That's our topic today. In davening, we mention, not only is this true when it comes to Yom Kippur, this is true when it comes to every Yom Kippur. For Russia, not Shabbos. Shabbos is not called the Mikra Kodesh. Shabbos is Shabbos, so it's not called Mikra Kodesh. That's Yom HaKippurim. Shabbos Shabbos, and Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbos. Yom Kippur is not Shabbos, is not called the Mikra Kodesh. Zohar Hashem Shabbos LeKadosho. There's no din of Mikra Kodesh on Shabbos. Not for Shabbos. I have to check. I don't think Shabbos is not called the Mikra Kodesh. Only the Moadim, which includes Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Sholosh Rogolim, are called Mikra Kodesh, not Shabbos and not Yom Kippur. Now, in Nusach HaTzvila, there are many times we make mention that it's Yom Kippur. We make mention in Yal of Yavo. When you say, you're davening Shachris on Chol HaMoed, you have Yal of Yavo. In Ritzei, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, and we mention that today is Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh. That's it. All we say is Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh. Zochreinu Hashem Elokeinu the Bol L'Tovov, Avinu Bol Avrochu. We do not make mention that it's called a Mikra Kodesh. However, when we daven Shachris on the Sholosh Regalim, or we daven Muslim Sholosh Regalim, we say Ba'atit Hilano Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh Zeman Cheruseinu Mikra Kodesh. That is our custom. We call it a Mikra Kodesh. What does it mean, Mikra Kodesh? So look over here. So let me read you what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi teaches when the Gemara says that you have to do Mikra Kodesh. Rashi says, "Betikun Seder Hatfila." Mikra Kodesh means the tikun of the order of tefillah, in the instructions, in the order, tikkun is hard word, tikkun, but the seder ha-tefillah. That's what Rashi says here. Let me read you this Gemara only appears in one other place in Shas, in the Sechta Shavuos. The Gemara there is the same exact discussion. Yom Kippur, do you have to fast, do you have to refrain from doing malacha to achieve kapara? The Gemara, I would think yes. Mikro, same exact Gemara, and the Gemara there says no, same thing. It says the pasuk Yamaki Purim. Who automatically there is some degree of atonement, even though you're not following the rules. But ideally, of course, you should do these three things. And Rashi there says, what does it mean? What does it mean, Mikro Kodesh? Rashi there says, let me find the Rashi. Megalapanim Baris. Where is it over here? Rabbanon. Shemasa Tshuva. I was just looking at this yesterday to prepare this. Loi kar mikra kodesh, loi kiblu bibir chosaf. You do not accept upon yourself with the barachos, lomar to say mikadesh Yisrael the yom hakipurim. So Rashi here is different. Rashi says the barachos. There are special barachos of tefillah. Rashi in Masechta Kresos just says tikkun tefillah, in tefillah, which can seem to mention it. You mention it in tefillah. You say ritzeh, you say a regular Shemot Esrei, and you say b'yoyim chag, b'yoyim chag hamatzos hazeh, or yom ha-kippurim hazeh. Here he says, no, you have like a special bracha. It's not enough just to mention it in the tefillah. You have to make a special bracha. Interesting. Tysus says, "Loi kar mikro kodesh perish bekundras shaloi kiblu lov bebir choisov." It's very unique Rashi. No one says this. Rashi, like what Rashi says, that you have to make a special bracha. Kiblu olav, you accepted the holiday in your blessings. Loi mar, to say the words to include mikadesh Yisrael the yom hakipurim. Mekadesho, Tosfos says, what? The Ein Nira. I disagree with Rashi. The loy ashkechon brachos b'yoyim hakipurim de lahavi de oraisa. It's a post. The pasuk says, mikra kodesh yelochem. Nowhere do we find that making a brach on Yom Kippur, mekadesh Yisrael v'yoyim hakipurim, is a din de oraisa. According to Rashi, you're fulfilling the pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, mikra kodesh, it should be a day of holy calling. Mikra means to call out holy on this day, convocation, holy calling, mikra kodesh yelochem, and according to Rashi, so when you make the brach on the kadesh of Yazmanin, you are fulfilling the mitzvah min HaTorah, the kadesh of mikra kodesh yelochem. Tosfos says, no one says this. No one says that when the Torah says mikra kodesh yelochem, it means you should make a bracha. Our assumption is when you make the brachas from davening is midrabanan. It's a nusach atilah, which was created by Chazal. It's not deraisa. So where in the world does Rashi get this that mikra kodesh deraisa? V'nira l'rabbeinu tam. What then does it mean in Torah mikra kodesh? Kiro mikra kodesh shemodesh abez. It means bittul malacha. You admit that Bezdin sanctified the Rosh Chodesh, and therefore today is the 10th day of the month, and this day is a holy day where you're not allowed to do melacha. So Mikra Kodesh means you don't work today. Today you take off from work. Shemodesh Bezdin Kodeshur v'shoyves me'melacha v'shvil kiddush sayom, because it's a holy day. V'loikar Mikra Kodesh. If a person does not, what does it mean? What does it mean in Mikra Kodesh? A person doesn't go to work because he's lazy. Person says, you know, I'm not going to work today, I'm just taking a day off, I'm tired. And you don't make it known, the reason why I'm not doing melacha today is because Beis Din has established that today is Yom Kippur, or it's Yom Tov, because of the way they sanctified the new moon. So we have already over here three different opinions of what it means Mikra Kodesh. Rashi, Masechta Kresos means, Mikra Kodesh means, in tefillah, tikkun, doesn't say the word baracha. In tefillah, when you pray, you make mention that today is Yom Tov. Rashi, Masechta Shavuot says, Mikra Kodesh means Baracha. Not enough just to mention today is Yom Tov. You have to make a special Baracha. Tosfos says, nonsense. Mikra Kodesh means you don't do Malacha. You take off from work. You take off. The Torah doesn't anywhere say don't do work. The Torah just says, Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh Chazal, once it's a Mikra Kodesh, it's a Yom Tov. Memela means that you admit that today is, even though Shabbos every 7 days, Yom Tov depends upon the sanctification of the Bezin, the new moon. You admit that today the Bezin is sanctified. The Ramban says, you know what it means, Mikra Kodesh? It means it's a day that you all come together to shul. It doesn't talk about tefillah. doesn't say tefillah. It's a day mikra. It's a who's calling? The best in the Yavu is a mikra means to call out. Who's calling? Is it the Bezdin calling? The Bezdin called, according to Rash Tais over here, means the Bezdin called this day Rosh Chodesh. Mimela, 10 days later, is Yom Kippur. Bezdin called Rosh Chodesh, Mikudesh HaChodesh. According to Ramban, Bezdin gave instructions that the Oilam, the Tzibur, should come to Shul today and all gather together in the Beis HaKnesses and honor the day with special tefillos, and you should eat.
As tefillos?
No, as opposed to there.
He doesn't say tefillah. The Ramban doesn't say tefillah. To come to the Beis HaKnesses, to gather.
Okay.
The people should gather together in honor of the festival. A holy convocation. That's really the call of convocation. Rashi says tefillah. Rashi in Kreis doesn't say bracha. He just says mentioned in davening. Say alav yavo. What?
Come together. Ramban says come together.
Come together. So what do you do? What do you do when you come together?
As opposed...
You say halal. Now, a regular Shemona Esrei. I have a regular bracha dika Shemona Esrei. And you say halal. Come together. You come together. Honor the day. Can I left out the Taisvis Yeshanim on the page? You learn Masechta Kreis on the bottom. You have a new future. Masechta Kreis on the bottom of the page. You have Taisvis Yeshanim. You don't have this in all the Masechta. This is a very interesting Taisvis Yeshanim. And he has also Fatayiches. What does it mean, Mikra Kodesh? Like he writes, Perish Bechsus Nikia. Nice clothing. All he says. Mikra. Declare it a holy day. What? Don't come to Shul. Don't mention in davening. Don't make special brachas. Forget it, malacha. That's another issue. Wear your finest. Nice clothing. That's called mikra kodesh. Rashi, now the word mikra kodesh appears in the Torah in basic, it appears many times in the parasha Emor. It says like 10 times. But it appears in two basic places. It appears in Chumash Shemos, in by Pesach, and it appears in Parashas Emor. Rashi there says, what does it mean? What does it mean, mikra kodesh? It means. You know, I forgot exactly what he said. Let me get a chumash. I'll take a second. We'll wind you down. Rashi basically says the same thing in both places. Correctly. Where's my sefer? Here it is. Okay, Rashi in, let's go to one, just to do one. Rashi, Yud Beis Tezayin by Pesach. Yud Beis. Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk.
That's in the Shabbos planning.
Pasuk Tezayin. Vayim Harisha Mikro Kodesh. Hey, Pesach. What does it mean, Mikro Kodesh? Rashi says. Pasuk Tes Zayin Yud Zayin Mikra Shem Davar Kiro So Kodesh Liachila Ushasiya Uchasus. But what else does he say? Eating and drinking. What's going on over here? So many opinions.
Because people never ate and drank during the week.
Eating, drinking, clothing, tefillah, coming to HaKnesses. Okay, we're running out of time. There's a long tour. Now, the reason why a long tour, this is a very fascinating sugya. This halacha reappears in Shulchan Aruch in three places. The main place I want to focus on is Siman Tov Tzadi Beis, the Nusach HaTzfilah. Tov Tzadi. The three places where this halacha, the Nusach HaTzfilah. Something it says that we don't do all together. Yom Shein Spalin, here he goes into the Nusach HaTzfilah. Sif Gimel. She'elul Rav Hai. They asked the question of Hai going. Im yesh lema b'chol ha'moyi b'avoy da b'yalav yavo. What do we say yalav yavo? Yal, okay, we're saying yalav yavo, give yavo yavo, so we shall yipak of yizokher, zichrenu fiktoninu, zichon avos, and zichon moshiach ben benamdech, zichon yishai mer kodshach, zichon kolam ha'chom yish lofnecha, lifleita, litoiva, lichaynu, lichas l'rachim, lichaynu, lisholom b'yoyim, chak ha'matzos hazeh, zochoyin ha'shem alokeinu. Here's the question. In Yesh Lamachalamoye, Bavoy, the Bialviyavo, Bioim Chag, Hamatzos, Hazeh, B'yoy mikro kodesh hazeh. The nusach of Yalev Yovel should be biyoyim hamatzos hazeh biyoyim mikro kodesh hazeh.
Somebody adds that.
Who is it? Don't add that.
Something.
You saw somewhere? Okay. Our Sdom, we don't have that. Yeah. Okay. Could be. I don't know. Our art school Sdom do not have ever such thing to say. Biyoyim mikro kodesh. Add those words. Those three words. Biyoyim mikro kodesh hazeh. The heish when he answered, ein roy loymar kain. No, don't do so. The ein oimim bebavel, elo biyom chag ploni hazeh. The ein maskin yoyim mikro kodesh ba'avoda. Don't say it. But where do you say it? When you daven musaf. When you daven musaf and you say batid l'mashem lokenu batid l'mashem lokenu l'mashem lokenu ma'adim l'sim chagim l'zman l'sasan es yoyim.
We say the other way. We don't. We say Zman Chayru Seinu. Then we add Mikro Kodesh.
What's going on? The Yesh Medaktikim, some say this is wrong. The Ein Oimim Mikro Kodesh. No, you don't, shouldn't do it. The Ein Zed Diktuk Adkan goes on to say you shouldn't do this. Okay, to make a long story short, we're out of time. Make a long story short, there's a Bach and there's a Beis Yosef and it's a very lovely and different Hagimitic Sard and Ashkenaz. There's another opinion what it calls Mikro Kodesh. I told you already, it's like five. Mikro Kodesh means to call out to bring the Korban Tzibur, to bring the Musaf for the day. Mikro Kodesh means it's a holy calling. Mikro means to call out. What are you calling? The Kohanim are calling, or the Bezdin of Shul Kohanim, to call out. Everyone should come to the Beis HaMikdash to be present when we bring the Korban for our Kadosh Baruch. So, Ksus, Achil Shia, come Beis HaKnesses, Korban, special brachos, so many different opinions of what it means to make a Kadosh. The Ram Mechaber, the Torah, says that there were two minhagim. There was Minuk Sforad and Minuk Ashkenaz. Minuk Sfar was to say that Yom Mikro Kodesh. And Minuk Ashkenaz was not to say it. What about at the end? Do we say Zvan Chayr Seinu Mikro Kodesh? It appears not. That part was not said. If you don't say Mikro Kodesh, you don't say it. The Mishnah Berurah, and already this goes to the Beis Yosef, says that already today the minhag has changed, and today to avoid all the problems, I don't know, avoid all the problems, the minhag today, at least by minhag Ashkenaz, minhag Sfar, I'm not talking about the real Sfar, I don't know what they do, or the Babish, I'm talking about the Hamoinav, the art school Sidurim, Sfar and Ashkenaz say, what we do today, B'yoyim Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, Zman Chayruseinu, Mikro Kodesh, we put Mikro Kodesh afterwards at the end. And we say this by Shachris and by Musaf, but not by Yalav Yava. Yalav Yava, we don't say it. So the point is we want to make it, but originally there was a Minhag Sfard, and there was a Minhag Ashkenaz. Sfard did say it, Ashkenaz did not say it. All I want to say is there are so many variations. Go study the Bach and the Beis Yosef and the three Tzvim Shulchan Aruch of when you should say Mikra Kodesh, when you should not say Mikra Kodesh. And the issues are, do you say the Yalav Yavo? Someone will learn that you should say during Yalav Yavo in Ritzeh. Why not? That's the question of Iva. Halacha L'maaseh, we don't say it. Another question, do you say it during Shachris? When you say do you say during Shachris Mikra Kodesh? Do you say during Musaf Mikra Kodesh? Do you say the Chol Hamoyed Mikra Kodesh? If you go study, there are many variations. Maybe you don't say during Chol Hamoyed, but you say it during Yom Tov. Maybe during Yom Tov, you only say it during Musa, but you don't say it during Shachris and Ma'ariv. Maybe you do say it during Shachris and Musa, but you don't say it during Yalav Yavo. Maybe you say it during Yalav Yavo, and you don't say the Chol HaMoed. What are all these different interpretations? Again, halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh, it's already been standardized. It's been standardized that we don't say during Yalav Yavo, and we do say it every other time. We do say it not part of the actual Yom Tov, but we say it during the actual part of the Ba'av Mikosh. What does it all depend on? It all depends on these six or seven different interpretations for the word Mikra Kodesh. If Mikra Kodesh means melacha, it was a call, it's not a thing. Mikra Kodesh means it was a call into a bitl melacha. They called it a yom, don't do melacha. Then on Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't say it. Because you do melacha on Chol HaMoed. Or maybe you'll tell me, no, you still, there's a din of a bitl melacha, and you know, I do melacha for no purpose. If it's not davar aved and chol ma'ilos, the machlokes in the Gemara. Maybe even if it's that's one issue. Is it for korbanos? Mikra kodesh is a special calling of the bears and shal kohanim. Come, we're bringing the carbon. Then it would make sense to say it only when during musaf. But you don't say it during shachris and ma'ariv and kiddush. Or maybe mikra kodesh means ksus nikiya, nice clothing. Then you can say it all the time. Coming to shul. Maybe if you don't come shul dan biyachidus, maybe then you shouldn't say it. Maybe chol ma'id is different. So just I want to bring out that there are like six or seven different interpretations for the word Mikra Kodesh. Everyone seems to contradict. There's a Rashi in Chumash in two places. There's a Rashi in Masechta Kresos, a Rashi in Masechta Shavuos, and there's a Tosis Yeshar, and there's a Tosis, and there's a Ramban, and there's another, all these other Mefarshim, all these different. And all of that, and then there are a whole concoction of opinions of when do you say Mikra Kodesh, when you do not say Mikra Kodesh. A chilek between the Sfar and the Ashkenaz, the real Sfar and the Ashkenaz. Halacha l'maaseh, it's been standardized. But somehow, all of these various opinions all relate to the basics. And the basics is, what did the Torah mean when the Torah said, Bayoyim harishon Mikra Kodesh? When you'll know what the Torah meant, Mikra Kodesh, you'll then figure out when it's appropriate to say the words Mikra Kodesh in the Nusach HaTzilah. Okay.